In the name of Jesus, amen. A month ago, our theological symposium pondered connections between theology and the natural sciences, and one lasting impression of those conversations is a deep sense of wonder and awe at the richness, the complexity, order, the sheer beauty of the creation of which we are a part. And although we didn't have an astronomer with us for those days, in that spirit, God's words to Abram in our text may prompt us, first of all, to take a fresh look toward heaven, to look and observe what is there. What did Abram see? Well, on a clear night in Canaan, assuming that he still had good eyesight at his age, Abram would have been able to see perhaps 4,000 or 5,000 stars. Well, although as a practical matter, you might have guessed, actually counting those stars was completely out of the question. Thousands and thousands of stars. Overwhelming. And yet we know that the sky of visible stars is really only a drop in the bucket. With the help of some clever tools, we now are able to know that there's more. We're able to look toward heaven and see much more. Our galaxy, as far as we can tell, contains perhaps 100 billion stars, a number that is frankly hard to wrap your mind around. Think of it this way. I did the math. If you would count one star every second, round the clock, 24/7, for 3,000 years, you haven't counted 100 billion stars yet. There are a lot of stars in our galaxy. And our galaxy is not nearly all that there is to look at. Look toward heaven with better telescopes, and it turns out that there are lots and lots of other galaxies everywhere you look. The best tool we have at the moment with which to look toward heaven is the Hubble Space Telescope in orbit around the Earth. Using that sophisticated tool, astronomers carefully picked a tiny spot in the sky where there are very few stars of our own galaxy to get in the way and block our view, and they pointed the Hubble in that direction. That spot is called the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, and it's an area in the northern sky roughly equivalent to what you would see looking through an 8-foot-long soda straw. Pretty small patch of the sky. A portion of that, a detail of that small spot, is pictured on the front of the handout today. Astronomers count something like 10,000 visible galaxies, not stars, galaxies, in that small spot of the sky in the Hubble Ultra Deep Field. So maybe 10,000 times 100 billion stars in each galaxy in that little spot. Get the picture? When we look toward heaven, we are struck by the immensity and overwhelming beauty of God's creation. In a psalm, David says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." And the glory of that creation, on display night after night, dwarfs our egos and chastens our pride. As David said in another place, "When I looked at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, galaxies too, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" And yet the insignificance of human creatures is not the end of the story. In the face of the brain-numbing vastness of creation, God tells Abram to look toward heaven as a sign, as a reminder that he does care for Abram and for us. He is mindful of the Son of Man, of you and me. God leads Abram out under the overwhelming starry heavens in order to overwhelm him with the enormous magnitude of his promises. So shall your offspring be. Look toward heaven. God makes the stars and galaxies, and what he makes displays his power, his glory, his wisdom and intelligence and beauty. Look toward heaven with Abram outside his tent, because there the Creator's starry skies are also marked with his word of promise. The multitude of galaxies show God's power, but they also carry the reminder of God's covenant, the sure hope of God's future, the promise of a world filled with blessings from God through Abram and through Abram's offspring. Yes, Abram's offspring, Abram's seed, his son and heir. No, not Eliezer of Damascus, not Ishmael, not even Isaac, not even the whole nation of Abraham's bloodline. God's promise is not the property of one people, but overflows to all because he is the creator of all. And so, to overflow the promise to all, God's promise is distilled to one. One son of Abraham. One Savior of the nations, one Lord Jesus Christ, the one in whom all God's promises are yes. He makes even Gentiles like us Abraham's children by faith. The promises of God made to Abram aren't for one old man under the stars, aren't just for the future of his family, but point to the salvation of the whole world. Look toward heaven. So shall your offspring be, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That means all people on every continent are called outside with Abram to look toward heaven. The uncountable stars overwhelm us with the Creator's power and remind us that his promises include us, Abraham's children, who, like Abraham, believe God and are counted righteous for Jesus' sake. All earth's families, including your family, doxology echoes from every nation and tribe and people and language together. We look toward heaven and praise the God of Abraham with songs and worship and the works of our minds and hands. Today, we celebrate that promise for the families of the earth. And we rejoice today in the work of an artist. Now, ethnically and culturally and linguistically and historically, Hutchie is a long, long way from Abram. But also this child of Abraham has been blessed, as we have, by Abram's one true son and heir, Jesus Christ. That's why we hope you can join us immediately after chapel today at the Concordia Historical Institute to meet Hutchie, to see his work. As you'll see, his skill shows how human creativity serves the praise of the Creator. And like the clever tools and telescopes of the astronomers, the beautiful work of Hutchie helps us look toward heaven and see more than we saw before. And every look toward heaven moves us to awe and wonder and joy and praise for all God's promises in Christ. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.